Hi, I'm Tara Brabazon, and welcome to this, the 12th session of Creative Industries. This session activates an investigation of sport and the means by which it moves between local, national, and global spaces. So in terms of creative industries, I'm also activating a very special intervention here. As you may remember, the title of the Blair portfolio that developed the creative industries idea was the Department of Culture, Media and Sport. But as the creative industries idea has moved around the world, sport has often been lost in the focus on design, fashion, music. I particularly want to ensure that sport is brought back to the creative industries matrix, as it offers important and potential relationships with tourism, fashion and music. So let's start with the really basic question. What is sport? And how is it different from leisure, exercise, fitness, and entertainment? Now, we know that sport involves some degree of organized physical activity. A second definition of sport is that it is a spectacle in which an audience is less expert than the performers it watches. So sport requires an audience, but this audience is often mediated, particularly through television. So through the capital investment of sport on television, there's been an increasing division of elite and grassroots players and changing investments in the politics of sport. The new formation of television audiences has not only created the professionalisation of sport, but global circuits for tennis and golf. So now that we've got some pretty basic definitions of sport in place, let's add the creative industries inflection to our discussion today. So please remember, the creative industries idea and policy framework was formed by Tony Blair's Department of Culture, Media and Sport. What is significant is that the creative industries idea has been exported around the world, but the sport part of the agenda has been lost. Creative industries has simply become another form of arts policy, blocking the crucial and productive relationships, particularly with tourism and sport. Now, while New Zealand has probably best integrated these early interests from the United Kingdom, Australian practitioners seem to have completely forgotten about sport. So an important innovation in this course that you're listening to now is that I'm trying to enact some repair work to Australian creative industries and bring the sport back to CI. So when the Department of Culture, Media and Sport released its first cultural mapping document in 1998, there was also a new sporting policy being written by the same department. And in 2000, the year 2000, A Sporting Future for All was released. It's a great document, A Sporting Future for All. This document confirmed not only the value of elite sport, but the importance of health, diet and fitness to all society. Also, connections were made to tourism and economic development through sport. Now, I would argue in Australia, sport is even more important to identity and community building than in the United Kingdom. Good weather, trust me, it makes a difference, good weather and a wide diversity of popular sports, rather than, say, a singular obsession with association football, has ensured a more complex Australian sporting field. But it's also important to note that sports media, photography, journalism, television, blogging, e-zines and fanzines are the growth areas of media studies and creative industries. Sport and the media are strongly connected. They dominate viewer ratings. Pay and free-to-air television rely on sport to fill up their programming, to attract advertising and to secure their viewers. Think about the nightly news. On a slow night, sport can emerge 15 minutes into a half-an-hour bulletin. Sporting results and commentaries fill television and radio time slots and newspaper pages. Sports films have always been part of cinema, but are increasingly gaining a separate profile. For example, the film Touching the Void, wasn't it amazing? But the film Touching the Void is not only about mountaineering, but it's also telling us something about masculinity, about class, individuality and moral choices. Would you have cut the rope? So at this stage, recognise that sport, challenges the clean division between popular culture and high culture, analog and digital media, masculinity and femininity, and local, national, and global relationships. Sport is a way to create new sorts of relationships, to create innovative modes of seeing and thinking about Australia, seeing and thinking about cities, thinking about our place in the world. So in an era punctuated by neoconservative phrases like reverse racism, the silent majority, thought police and racial ghettos, it is necessary to create new popular cultural spaces for sport and identity. Sport allows us to think about our body and the relationship between our body and the space around us. So when we kick a ball, we think about bodies, movements, and meanings in new ways.